A growing number of New Zealanders see China as a threat, according to the latest survey on New Zealanders' perceptions of Asia and Asian people. Based on the annual report from Asia New Zealand Foundation, this is the first time the Asian superpower has ranked so low in public trust. The study measures how New Zealanders engage with Asian countries and their cultures and charts our reception to Asia as a key region of business and trade. Simon Draper is the Executive Director for Asia New Zealand Foundation and joins us now. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Corin.
Okay, if we start with this finding on China, which I suppose is not entirely surprising, given world events and geopolitics, if you like, more New Zealanders see China as a threat. What did you make of that?
Yeah, so the report this year shows that New Zealanders report China. 36% of New Zealanders say they see China as a threat, as opposed to 31% that see it as a friend. So increase in threat, drop in friend. This is consistent with other polls that are coming out around the region. And we know that New Zealanders are influenced by what they hear and what's reported in the news. The positive thing from our perspective about this was that New Zealanders haven't then said, and we should walk away. What they've said is we should actually invest more in understanding not just China, but Asia. So, yes, an increase in threat perception, but also a sense that this is a really important place that we need to know better.
Is that justified, that increase in threat perception, when we look at where China has gone in the last 4 or 5 years under President Xi? Is it not reasonable that there has been a change in his approach as a leader, a more authoritarian approach?
Well, this report reflects what New Zealanders think. So New Zealanders, having absorbed the news, having thought about these issues, that's what they're telling us. It's not what we're saying.
So okay, but
this is what New Zealanders say.
Well, you're saying that the New Zealanders' perception then is being obviously driven by what the media is reporting and what they are seeing and reflected at them. Is that fair and a fair representation of what is happening in your view?
I think it's fair that when you look at the news coverage that has been about China, and there has been a lot more recently, when you look at how this is consistent with other countries like Canada or Australia, I think what you're seeing is that New Zealanders are reacting to what they're hearing about China, some of it new, is consistent with a number of countries that we consider sort of peer countries in terms of aspirations and what we think.
It's interesting, though, isn't it? Because the message we get from some sections of the Australian media, some might say hawkish sections of that media, that New Zealand is somehow soft on China, and we're bombarded by that message.
Yes, yeah, certainly in recent weeks and months there has been that narrative. But this study, which was done November, December of last year, time of the US election, times where a number of things were happening, and the US too has dropped in terms of friendliness. What we read out of this generally is that New Zealanders don't like superpowers in some ways, or a bit wary of them, I should say, that we're cautious about big nuclear powers generally. At the moment, what we're seeing is the friendliness towards China has dropped and it's been seen more as a threat. But again, the important thing for us, remembering also that this has been a COVID period, so we were quite worried actually that we would see a sort of retraction in New Zealand, that we would be more inward focused. And the really important thing for us is that there's a resilience in the way New Zealanders see Asia, and that what they're telling us is they want to understand it more. They understand the importance of it, it's not going away, and that's a good thing in a sense. And that they want to understand Asia, all of Asia, not just China, better than they do now.
Yes, putting the politics to one side then, you talk about understanding Chinese protocols in particular when it comes to, I guess, the very intertwined trade links. How do you learn more about those issues? What are some of the things you're picking up from what New Zealanders want?
Yeah, so this was really interesting too. So what we're finding is that, yes, the trade stuff is really important, but what New Zealanders are reporting to us now is that the breadth of understanding in terms of everything from, you know, gaming, from food to arts and culture, all those things are more interesting to them, and that's how they're learning about this stuff. So whereas I think when we started this report, you know, 20-odd years ago, it used to be sort of us in New Zealand and Asia out there. What we're seeing now is a much more integrated sense where we are part of this, and whether it be through cinema or film or your hobbies or gaming or all sorts of things, New Zealanders are more interested in Asia. And also, by Asia now, predominantly they mean China, but there's a lot of interest in Southeast Asia and South Asia as well.
Simon Draper, thank you very much for that. Executive Director for the Asia New Zealand Foundation.